Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Life of Kylie. The girls go to Peru. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, from the beginning.
We get to play the whole song.
Yeah, just the whole thing.
That's the after show.
We can, use it. Yeah. Two minutes, the whole thing.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah, seriously.
Bitch, you can fuck with me if you want it.
Go, Sanders. Yeah, get it.
Yeah.
Red bottoms.
These is bloody shoes.
I can get them both.
I don't want it, shoes.
And I'm quick, but a nigga also.
Go, girl.
I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
So amazing. I love this.
I love this song.
Right?
Money moves. It's about money moves. Oh, hey guys. Welcome to the After Buzz TV After Show for Life of Kylie. I just want to keep it going. Yeah, you gotta turn it off, Becca, because we're gonna keep it going. I wanna sing along.
I'm still going.
I know, right?
Don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
I can't stop.
Okay. So, you guys, welcome to After Buzz TV After Show for Life of Kylie. We're talking episode 7 of season 1, and the girls go to Peru.
Yes.
So, I'm really excited about it. You guys, hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on YouTube. We got the live chat rolling. Give us a thumbs up, please. Subscribe to After Buzz TV, and please follow us on SoundCloud and iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating, all that fun stuff. And you could follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And these are my lovely co-hosts today.
Yay! Okay, I'm Teague Julie Pinko, and you guys can find me at Teague DP pretty much everywhere. So I'll see you there. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
hey
wait
guys,
to talk, Kylie.
It's Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
All the
Ew, hey guys, I'm Cardi B.
Also, great to have you in studio, Cardi.
I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
Yay. All right, guys. So, they go to Peru.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But yes, they do.
Kylie, in the beginning, she's cooking. We're talking a real Kylie.
Yeah.
Real stuff. I love this. You guys.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We've been waiting
happy.
For this.
Yeah.
This is the re-editing that we're
talking about.
Yeah. Okay. I'm happy. Editors, great job.
Good
I
work.
Love it.
Good work.
I feel like there was a lot more of Kylie in this episode. There was a lot more attitude, like real attitude. Like, it's not a bad thing. It's just being genuine.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what this show is missing. It was too cookie cutter because we all know that not a normal person would just be that cookie cutter. And she's just... you know, has real opinions. And, like, I love it. I'm so happy. What did you guys think?
It was real.
Yeah.
I loved a real Kylie episode. I mean, it took us episode 7 to get totally raw. But I feel like we saw some raw things. When they came on that plane, I was like, this is hilarious.
Love it.
Like, they,
it's real.
Had just, you know, been out all night, and it was, like, very fun, and you could tell that, you know, they didn't really want the cameras there, but they kept rolling, and so that's what I wanted to see. That's I was exhausted. It's awesome.
I agree.
Because no 19-year-old with that much money is, like, that poised all the time.
No.
So it's like,
that's what I'm saying.
I remember when I was 19, and I was a jackass. So having a bunch of money, like, there's no way that you have it together all the time. So I'm glad that we finally got to see, like, real Kylie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Right. She, like, took her weave out and was real. So I like that we got to see this side of her. Maybe through the process of filming, she got more and more comfortable with the style of filming, because I can't say she got comfortable in front of the camera because she's always in front of the camera, but there is a new style of that she's doing. So maybe she got a little bit more comfortable, and since she didn't have her sisters to back her up, she probably felt a little bit alone. So she's like, oh, I'm a little closed off. Okay, now I can open up.
Yeah, and the less makeup and I don't think they brought hair or makeup people with them to Peru, because the whole trip they were very natural, which is cool. I mean, that was cool to
see,
that's
and what
it's
they
probably
should
cool.
Do.
Right, it was probably cool for all of the people to see in Peru, like a natural side, and you know they don't have a lot going on over there, you know, so it's like kind of nice to see.
Yeah, you don't go to places that are
struggling,
and you show up with like Manolo Blahnik and a face full like a team. Like, you don't do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that she toned it down.
It was appropriate, absolutely appropriate. I wanted to talk about her lips for a minute because I thought it was a little funny, though, that they cut to, when she was talking about her lip liner, that mm-hmm. they cut to, like, a photo or a video of her after she got a little bit of injections, though. Like, it wasn't, yeah. like...
No, it was not like a flat lip.
Old, no,
it wasn't, no, it wasn't yeah. the old one.
But it's okay. You know, she grew. She grew mm-hmm. them up.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah, she went from, like, iOS 5 to iOS 11, so it's good.
Literally.
She updated. But the fact that she said she got it because of a guy and the way that she kissed, it's
oh,
like...
Oh, come on. I didn't love that story.
I want to hear their excuse for the alleged ass shots then.
Oh, well, I already, yeah.
But I'm happy that she talked about it, but I wish that they would have twisted it to the point where it's like, in a year, I'm not going to get any more lip injections of like, I think about it now and a guy made me do this and now I'm happy with myself. Like, she blamed it on the guy, so you should be like... Like, if she would have just said, I wanted because that's what I wanted, yeah. I would have had more respect.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Right.
I understand, though, someone triggering, like, just you not being aware fully, or you're aware and you're just like, oh, well, maybe it doesn't really matter. But after you're in a vulnerable position, you have your first kiss, and someone says that to you, like, I'm sure it, like, stuck.
I just feel like, do you think someone really said that?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. What guy knows lips? Like, what is this 14-year-old kissing girls with fake lips all the time? There's no way.
Well, no, but, like, I'm assuming it was Will Smith's son. Or something.
Oh.
I'm assuming.
I know. I tried to look it up.
Spill it.
I'm going to do that right now.
Because I don't know for a fact some things. So okay. I only speak when so
you
I
can,
know.
You know what you can say? Allegedly. And then say whatever you want after.
Well, allegedly they dated and that was her first boyfriend. Like, oh, okay. I don't know who her first kiss was.
Yeah. That's kind of funny. Though,
yeah.
If it's Jade.
That is funny.
Jaden. That's
because he like howls at the moon and stuff now. So it's like, girl, you can't. I don't know, but you can't take allegedly.
Allegedly,
you can't take what he says seriously.
Right, and you know what? They grew up in the valley. They grew up in like a time.
Matthew McGraw. It's debatable. We just looked it up. I don't know. I can't confirm.
Okay.
Ooh.
It says crush first kiss.
Okay.
Ex-boyfriend. Anyways.
Okay. Oh. Well, I would like to know if you are him or you know of these people, then please comment. I need to know. I need to hear the tea. And yeah, I feel like it had something to do with that. But I feel like anytime you're young, that it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember a boy told me I had a really big head freshman year of high school. And that's true. I do have a big head. But
I don't think
you
don't
have a big head, first of all.
It's honestly just a lot of hair.
And secrets.
And secrets.
And like,
and knowledge.
Right.
Yes.
But if you can't like have a head like deduction surgery. But like if you take everything that boys are literally like the
They're the worst.
Yeah.
I have high school brothers, and I hear the things they talk about, and I'm like, you guys are idiots.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm just dumb. You can't take it seriously, girl.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't.
We are. We just say things that are on our mind, and we don't feel like it's going to have, like, any effect on anybody else. We're like, why you're flat-chested? It's like,
we just
come out and just say stuff like that, and we don't think about it. But
you're affected differently,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we're all affected differently, and I think that it helps us have thicker skin, so...
For sure.
If we're sheltered and treated nicely throughout our life, the first thing that ever happens to us, like any negative thing happens to us, then we're going to take it a lot worse than we would if we were younger, so...
Sure.
Totally.
Sure. And also, her sister was known as, or is known as the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And she has, like, huge lips.
True.
And, like, all her sisters have huge lips, so it's like, she's the one with, like, you know...
Yeah.
And I know Kendall, but, like, still, it's just, she was a little smaller.
But now, she has a $400 million business, so whoever made fun of her lips, you made her all that shmoney, because now she has this obsession.
Yes!
Yeah.
Coins.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Coins, coins, coins.
Coins. Yeah. Coins. I wonder if he's tried to cash out on that.
Right? Like, hey, remember?
I really like the color that she put on, by the way. I don't know what color it is. Guys, comment if you know what color. But it was like a rosy color that she was putting on, her liner. Mm. It was cute. So I really wanted to talk about Mrs. Jenner, Kris Jenner. What's her real name now? What's her, like...
Is she still
doing Kris Jenner?
Business is Kris Jenner, but I guess like on documents she went back to her older name. I don't know.
First Lady Kris Jenner.
Yeah, literally. That's what she is.
AKA Miranda Priestly, because that's how they treat her.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, she's Miranda. Miranda's coming! Yeah! Yeah, like everyone runs.
That's exactly what it felt like. But they were naming the sunglasses.
What
did you guys think of that?
Well, I love Key Australia. I got like a lot of their sunglasses, but I bought the Desi Perkins line. I didn't buy the Kylie line because I didn't really see anything that would fit for me because it's geared towards women. But I'm happy that she's going in that direction. I think they look nice, and it's another business thing that she was going through, and I felt like a little bit that she was... I wish we got to see, like, the styling of it, not just throwing a name on something.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Well, and I thought it was funny. I feel like Chris is just a little bit... For a job like that, Kylie has to be the one to pick, because she's, like, in dialogue with, like, people her age, obviously. Well, I don't know how often, really. But the names that Chris was coming up with, like celebrity. You're like, that's just not going to work.
And VIP.
VIP. It's like, that doesn't work. So I am glad that Kylie had control over that. Yeah. You see that she's good at that stuff.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you can clearly see that she has an ear for it.
Totally.
She knows what her market's looking
she's
for.
She's the new generation.
wait, Sanders, please expand on that.
Look, I have like an angel and a devil on each shoulder.
I want to hear the devil.
Okay, so the devil is, we're going to have a billion Kylies for our new generation. Now, you can look at that as one way, but then you can look at it as people as young as 19 can be business people, entrepreneurs. Like, that's a great thing, but then it can be a downfall of, oh, I need lip injections at 18, 17 years old. I need to put things in my body to make myself feel sexy. I need to put 5,000 pounds of makeup on my face to feel beautiful. Yeah. So it can go either way. So you're as so long right. as we guide it in the right direction, I think we're good.
Yeah, you're so right.
Good point. And was that the angel and the devil?
A little bit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the angel was a business.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting, the perfect role model. I think she is a great role model if you dive deep, but I think that where she gets into a little bit of a gray area is when people only see her for face value. Like, if they only see her Instagram. Or, you know, like, little girls, you know, obviously don't know about the charity she's involved in. Right. So sometimes I know that that's, like, publicized online. It's just, it's a little less glamorous, so I guess it probably just doesn't get as much coverage as it should. Yeah. But I think that she is a good role model if you dive deep. But I, you know, it is a fear when, you know, my little nieces are like, oh, my God, she's amazing! And I'm like, yeah, but, like, let's stay cool.
Stay cool.
Like, let's, yeah, take it down a notch. So I don't know.
Yeah, our
go either way.
Our idols growing up were a little different, you know, just like people that were supernatural.
Yeah, we like Britney and Backstreet Boys.
Britney.
Well, I was saying more J-Lo. Like, yeah, J-Lo was a natural curves that we were like, oh my gosh, I can identify.
Right.
J-Lo's still my queen.
Yeah, I mean, I was a girl that was thicker than everyone else, and like, it's the same thing. Yeah. It's like, you look at J-Lo, and it's like, oh, okay, cool. But I feel like no one has the Kylie body because no one can afford it. So like, you know, I mean, an 8-year-old's not going to do it. You know, I mean, So the thing is it's, that's the part that, for me, it's like, is she can you identify with her?
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like also, though, when we were growing up, we didn't have social media like it is now. Nice. So I feel like, I kind of wonder what it would be like if we had our idols, like, growing up on social media.
Oh, so.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
such a good point.
Oh, my God. Britney has her underwear outside of her jeans.
Oh,
yeah.
Britney Spears is over partying.
Yes. I don't know if she would have made it out. I don't know if she would have made it to where she is if they had social media. I mean.
Sometimes you have to separate, you know, the celebrity from their brand, and a lot of Kylie's brand is social media. And so I think, like, yeah, it's like, we don't want this generation to just be strictly about physical or whatever. But, like, I think if you separate the idea that, like, this is her brand and it's not necessarily who she is as a person, it's what she's selling.
It's a character.
Yeah, totally, she's selling herself.
Totally.
Yeah.
Good point.
I think she's like a good role model. And also, I've like, from working on sets and stuff, have found out so many crazy things about people I looked up to growing up. And it's like, we would have had no idea because we didn't have social media.
Right.
But, like, if that would have happened back then, like, now,
they'd
be done for.
Totally. It's changed everything. It's even changed entertainment news. There's so much that goes into it. But on talking back to Kylie being a role model, it was good to see her doing the whole charity thing with the cleft lips, and seeing, like, her actually being involved in there with her mom.
Yeah.
So what did you guys think of that? just like good and
well, like, I think that's great. One part that stuck out to me before she went to Peru is when she said, "My mom is like my best friend," or she's mm-hmm. like we have a good friendship. And I was thinking, well, at 19, I know where you are in your life, but still, is it really that good to be friends with your parents? I still don't consider my father my friend. He's my father.
Sure.
And he will always be my father. I will never feel like, probably when I'm like 40, I'll be like, yeah, like we're friends. But like, I don't know, at that age, I feel like you're still the mom. You're a cool mom.
You're not a regular mom.
Yeah, I'm a cool mom.
But I felt like, that's what probably, like, it's probably hard because you mix business into that.
Right.
So it's like, dial it back a little bit.
Probably.
I kind of felt like she meant, because my mom and I would consider my mom my friend. I mean, she's obviously my mom, but I would consider her a really good friend of mine in the sense that, like, I've never had an issue telling her anything. Like, in high school, I was like, hey, I'm going to go do this. And she'd be like, okay, like, okay. Be safe. Or like, hey, don't do that. So I was wondering if that's what she meant, because she seems to have a very, like, open line of communication.
Sure. Well, and Chris, like, parties with them. Or at least she, like, you know, she's at the same events as them.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it's, like, usually networking stuff. But, like, you'll see her, like, in snaps at the club.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, at that point, you kind of have to be friends with her. It's not like there's a lot you're hiding at that point.
Yeah, luckily
you know?
It's not, like, a Lindsay Lohan and her mom status.
That was a creepy status.
That was a creepy status.
I think, like, Kris Jenner just, you know, can just run anything, whether it's a party or business or family.
Yeah.
She's just a boss. So it's like
my favorite out of
you can just have fun with her. So how can't you be friends with Kris Jenner?
Yeah, one thing you can't take away from her is her intelligence and how she runs her business.
Of course.
You can say whatever you want, her monotone voice or whatever, but it's like she is so intelligent because when did this whole Kardashian thing start? Like
2007.
Yeah, so she's been in the business for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like most actors can't make it that long. They last 5 seasons in a show, then they're forgotten about because they're typecasted. It's
like
10 years and going.
I think what's cool about there's a interview with the Hollywood Reporter and Chris on that panel, and she just talked about, you know, there's so many members of the family and there's always something going on, so it's kind of it's a little bit easier because it's like you're able to like have content, everybody's kind of doing something and everybody can connect with one of those people.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's people, you know, get connected with one of the sisters and that's kind of how the brand just like is so successful.
Yeah, totally.
And they can stay, the fact that they can stay relevant consistently for what, 10 years
is insane.
Well, they're on top of it and they're totally like 6 months ahead, and if something switches then they have a team on it immediately and they care about it and they nurture it, so that's why
they ride the wave really well.
So the carpool thing with Miami. Oh, Sanders, you could go first.
So she costed people 5 hours just to be her man's and like make out on the hood of a car.
I love it.
So, yeah.
I like hearing that.
Be
like,
young, girl. Yes.
Yeah, do that.
That's like, what I want to hear. I want to hear rich, young, fun, love stuff. Like, that's the Kylie show that I want to see.
Right.
Yeah. I think we should have seen, like,
they should have peered out the jet window of her making out on the car.
That is what I wanted. And then that moment, I was like, if this would have been the whole show, this would have been one of the best reality shows that they've put together, because it was so real and so raw and funny and cute.
Yeah.
And you wanted to, like, be on the plane with them and you want to be friends with them. Like, that's what we needed this whole series.
Yeah.
And so I think they finally tapped into it. But that was the cutest scene to me.
Yeah, because the point of Life of Kylie is to watch this girl who's insanely rich, who you have literally nothing in common with. Like, I want to see the diva moments. I want to see you making your mom pick you up in a private jet 5 hours away. That's why I'm 100%. Watching the show. Also, real quick, can we talk about how Victoria is hilariously scared of Kris Jenner?
Like I said, Miranda Priestley. Like,
she just tiptoes all the
time. She's like, wait, hold up. She's right behind me.
Yeah.
She's like, guys, Kris Jenner. And they're like, she's behind me.
I was stalking her Insta. Is she still working with Kylie? Because I have not seen any photos of them together in a while. I don't know. That just could be, like, that's, again, made up by me. But I was looking at her Insta. I'm like, she hasn't been with Kylie in a minute. So I don't know. I was wondering. If anybody knows, let us know.
That's a bummer if not, because I really like her.
Honestly. I know. I think she's really cool and funny and relatable.
Oh, yeah, because there was an article, like a rumor going around saying that Kris Jenner isn't her manager anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe she's, like, mom and she's not going to be into selfies anymore. She's just going to, like, play the mom role and give little side notes. but
who knows?
Dial it back a little bit.
Yeah. But they go to Peru.
Yes.
And
they go have a dinner.
They do.
The team smile train.
I feel like I'm eating the earth. So Kylie was so real. Loved it.
Yeah.
I just know that when you're in a foreign country, I mean, you kind of have to, like...
Go.
I love you.
Go.
I feel like you can't... It's pretty... And some people in foreign countries take their food very seriously. Yeah. That they, and they are serving you and they want to make you proud and like it. And I don't know. Maybe you could put a little bit of a nicer face on. I like the realness, but I feel like... Maybe she could have kept it on the DL that she wasn't super
wasn't
into it.
That great.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have, like, been a brat about it and complained and been like, do you guys have any soup? Or, like, I don't know. Like, she was very quiet.
Yeah, it could have been
worse. I guess you're right.
Been,
you're right.
You know, she got up.
Yeah, she got up and left.
Yeah.
Her team, Smile Train,
in the
business
of-
people, a business dinner. You don't just get up and go.
Yeah.
Like, that's true.
Oh, that was so funny, though, when all the screaming happened.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I guess she left. Yeah.
They weren't even slick about it.
And see, it's like when my parents were raising me, they said, you eat that food in front of you, I'm going to make you eat it.
Yo.
You don't open your... Because there's starving people
everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, they're about to see them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in
so it's
country,
like, you better eat that food. Shush.
Well,
eat it.
Do you remember episodes of the Kardashians where they talked about them not eating the food that the chefs made? So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's just their lifestyle. I mean, hey... To each his own.
Yeah.
It is right. What it is.
I will say Kris Jenner once again proved that she is one of the greatest businesswomen on the planet because I still don't know if she actually liked the food or not. But the way she was going on about it,
you're
I was like,
so right.
Kris Jenner
sell it.
Loves it.
She was like, this is amazing. This is delicious. And I was like,
because she knows she's been around the block.
Yeah.
She knows politically correct. She knows that these are important people. And even if her daughter's going to be, you know, go off and ditch the dinner, she'll keep it PC. She'll keep everybody happy and she'll keep it moving. So.
Which is smart for the Kardashian Jenner clan because, let's be real, they get in a lot of trouble for not being PC. And
yeah.
So it was really smart of Kris to. Even if she didn't like it, just to be so, like,
totally
face going.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think Kylie's, you know, ridiculously young, but I think it would be very wise to take a note from mom and, you know, pick up on those little things because they do matter.
And totally I can guarantee that if we search Google real deep, we'll find a website that only gets like 2 viewers a month that would write, Kylie Jenner insults Peru in new episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're reach for a new job. Like,
and in countries like that,
slow news day.
In countries like that where there's not, you know, a lot going on, food and stuff like that is, like, really important. Like, I'm Jamaican. Food to Jamaicans is stupid important.
Yum.
If someone came to Jamaica and was like, oh, I don't like these beef patties, we'd be like, First of all, who doesn't like beef patties?
Excuse you?
Second of all.
Who is you?
Yeah.
Who is you? Like, I don't know.
Tweet me right now.
Yeah.
But
eat that beef patty.
Just a life lesson. You know, she's young.
Yeah.
Obviously. I don't think she meant anything malicious by it, but
totally
just little things to learn.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she's 19.
Yeah.
So it's like 10 years ago, what the hell was I? Well, I was eating my food because my father was not having it. So I think it was how we were raised. So.
Right. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Different lifestyles. So do you want to go into the tea because some makeup?
So the tea has been dropped while Fenty Beauty was dropped by Rihanna. It seems like Kylie found it great to put out some new products, preview some new products on Instagram and try to, I guess, even out the shine. And Riri, Rihanna Nation, went in on Kylie and was like, your party's over. You can take all your stuff and shove it. Like, you are
really?
Nobody. Game over. You're done. You're over. Like, this is real products. Yeah. So that's what's going down. And they just really went in on Kylie and was like, this is like, they made like memes like, this is me, this is you. It's like, they went in. And so I was wondering if you ever use any of their, well, it just came out. I know you got the product. What do you, do you have any Kylie Jenner products?
I do.
What do you think? Do you feel like it's up to par?
Well, here's, first of all, what Fenty offers and what Kylie's offering are on, they don't really match up because.
Yes.
Fenty is offering foundations. Kylie's not onto that yet. She has her lip kits. Fenty really only has the lip gloss. So to compare them is kind of dumb because they're not doing the same thing.
Not comparable.
Yeah. That being said, I love my Fenty highlighter.
Yeah. What color do you have?
I have the trophy wife.
Trophy wife.
Yes.
I was going to wear it tonight, but I was like,
I was going to wear mine too, but I was like, wait, I can't.
You know what's funny? I didn't wear mine. One of the reasons is because I was like, Sanders might. I was like, he probably has it.
No, it's still in the box, still in the bag. Like, I'm going to talk about it on camera. I'm going to review the whole line. But I feel like the demographic, while Rihanna fans are still young, I feel like the demographic to Fenty is for a generation between 18 to, like, whatever age, because they're products that can work with everybody and it's still fun.
Yeah. Okay.
While Kylie Jenner products are still fun, but I see 12-year-olds wearing it.
Yeah. Well, because it's, like, blues and, like, like, crazier colors. Also, can we stop pitting women against each other? It's, like, so tired.
Thank you. It's stupid.
Like, can we just all succeed and then just, like, I hate to be, like, that person, but, like, it's just,
no, but
like,
for real, though.
Exhausting. Yeah. But I did I did see that someone posted that Kylie, isn't following Rihanna, and I was, like,
I forgot to say that. Yeah,
I don't know anyone who doesn't follow Rihanna. So what's going on there?
Weird. Well, here's my thing. Also, no one had makeup lines before Kylie. I mean, they did. They had, like, you know, on MAC, they'd have, I am not the makeup expert, but you guys can back me up. You know, people would have, like, specials or whatever, like, through MAC.
Yeah, they collab, but they never had their own line.
Right, and now I feel like, now Kylie kind of made that a thing. So it's like, when people are, like, you know, throwing shade either way, it's like, we both, you know, Riri's doing something different, but, like, Kylie kind of started the whole thing, so I don't know.
And I will also say this about Kylie, because the big thing about Fenty is it's super inclusive, which it is. It's amazing.
And affordable. The quality with the price is way better than the quality of Kylie Cosmetics and the price. No shade there. It just what it is what it is because I use the products.
I will say this about the Kylie lip kit, though. I also think it's pretty inclusive as far as the colors.
Yeah.
I have quite a few of them, and I've seen them on numerous shades of women, and I think it looks good on numerous shades. So...
Love it.
I think the positive in all of this, we can look at both businesses and analyze it and try to just get better use the tools that they're giving us. And I'm just wondering, is this going to, like, the next 5 to 10 years, are we just going to have celebrities releasing makeup? And then we have to ask ourselves, are they really, like, creating these things or they're throwing their name on it? So we got to go deep into that. But the majority of people who buy it, they just, like, take their mom's credit cards and buy it when it hits 12 o'clock in the morning. So I don't think they really care at the end of the day.
I was in the club when I ordered Rihanna's.
I love that.
I was watching it.
I was like, wait, it's midnight. And so I, like, got my phone and ordered it real quick. But she stocked it real good.
Nothing sold out.
She was very prepared.
Oh, amazing. So awesome.
Well, you guys answered all of my questions. I love it. I had so many questions and you guys just went there. So let's talk predictions.
Prediction.
Becca.
There we go. So last episode.
It's literally the last episode. This happened really, really fast. Let's talk. What do we think will wrap up this season? Sanders, you go first.
So, from the previews that we saw, I feel like this might be the best episode by far because it had enough time to make it into something that it should have been from the first place. Mm-hmm. Now, overall, do I think the whole season sucked? No. Do I feel like it could have been better than what it was? Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited on how they're going to end it. I'm hoping that they have a cliffhanger, which will want people to tune in for a second season. Mm-hmm. So the only way, in my opinion, that they can do a cliffhanger is if we see 2 seconds of her boyfriend.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh. And Rob Kardashian.
Yeah. Oh, you know I was in there. Oh, you know it.
We need Rob. And can you please bring a hat for next week just
yes,
in case
Rob I will.
Thank you.
When is Life of Rob? I honestly would watch it.
Me too.
That shameless. Show would be on like Annie.
Shameless.
There's like Rob in China, but I just want Rob.
I'm pretty much over her.
I think there's a show called Hoarders.
We need a shade button.
I think, because we saw that Jordan and Kylie kind of butt heads, I think it's going to have a huge, like, coming of age growth moment between the two of them about, like, you know, self-care and friendship care. And I'm hoping we have, yeah, I'm hoping it's like an aha moment.
Kumbaya. Yeah.
I love that. Those are the best moments. I hope we see that. Obviously, I'm always Team Rob, so I really can't wait to see you, Rob. And I hope that we see maybe a sister, another sister.
Maybe a sister.
I just want the fam back together on the camera. But thank you guys so much for joining in the group chat. You guys are the bomb.
Are they saying anything, Tom?
Yeah.
Let's see. Go into that. While I'm doing my prediction, you go through and pick up. So, I think that, well, I actually agree with you. I think that this is probably going to be the best episode. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. I want to end this on a good note. I felt like in the beginning it was like rocky, then it just kind of evened out. And now I really like this last episode. Hopefully the next episode will be something juicy. I really, really want to see Travis. Yeah. And yes. I hope that there's something like fun, like super fun. Like I don't know.
And we get to go behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Backstage.
Get some real reactions.
I'm a little bit nervous because in the previews that they showed, and I think Chris or someone asked her like, are you like a lesbian? Are you gay? Or something like that. So I'm like,
Hopefully,
because they're gonna get married. Because we saw in the previews from the first episode, mm-hmm. like of the season, they're gonna get married, and it's like, okay, can we get this annulled? Hopefully, she's like, oh no, this is not for me. And then you see her making out with Jarvis Scott.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
There's some tea, but I will spill it next week.
You're kidding.
I don't know if it's real.
Can you spill it?
I gotta get just at say least allegedly. Two more.
Allegedly.
Well, it's really, I would never want to out someone.
Okay.
So it's outing. Yeah. Uh-huh. I wouldn't do that. I had to think.
Think it through.
This is live.
If you ever have to question what's coming out your mouth, it's better not to say
it. Yeah. Live thinking. So, you guys, tell us what you think. I want to hear a little more. Is there anything?
They're also hoping for sisters.
Oh, sisters, good.
Rob.
Sisters,
love
Rob.
You. We're on the same page.
I feel like we're all had to reach. Oh, I feel like we all really had to reach to like it. Can't see it coming back. Yeah, do you guys think
about
that there's
going to
be a second season? Depending on what happens with Kylie.
Kardashian franchise.
Like, if she got pregnant, like, there will be a Life of Kylie 2. Yeah, I feel like, you know, something, I feel like if there's something big, then yes. I don't know if it would, if she just kind of, I don't know.
It matters on where
she
is in her
life. Do you think she likes it? She seems a little bit annoyed by it, to be honest.
She's wanted to a second season.
Yeah, she originally said she did it for her fans so her fans could see more of her. So it's like, if she's not getting a lot out of this, you know, she could go on any TV appearance she wants. She doesn't need her own show. If she likes it, I'm sure she'll keep it, but I don't even know if she does.
I want a Chloe show.
It's all about the
Chloe
viewers.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe this Chloe's was just a tease to get us to really watch
and
Kardashians.
And if we're not going to get the Life of Kylie show back, we might get a new kind of show of like, Kylie and Kendall, or Kylie and Chloe.
Would love that.
That'd be great.
Kylie take and Chloe,
whatever.
Take Chicago.
Me too. Let's leave it go. Let's move on.
Chicago girls, hey. DePaul, too, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we have the same. We had a lot in common. There's a lot of mix up. We'll get that clear later.
Anyway,
you guys, tell us what you think. Please comment. Give us a thumbs up. Follow us. Subscribe. I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. Please write me. Tell me what you think about Kylie, the show, our show. And these are my favorite best people ever.
Yeah.
Go follow them too.
Yeah, please. My name is Teague Dooley Panko, and you guys can find me at TeagueDP on most
that
things.
So fast.
Sorry, Teague Dooley Panko. It's the weirdest, most confusing name. Sorry. Anyways, you the bomb.
My name is not complicated. It's Drew Jones, and you can follow me on OK Drew J.
And I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Just Sans World.
Yes,
yay!
All those videos, man.
Yes. They're so good.
All right, you guys. See you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
Love you. You're the bomb.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.